Moving on to our next presentation, we welcome Rosalind Hunt from the Attorney General's Office. And Ms. Hunt is an Assistant Attorney General in the Admin Law Division of the Office of the Attorney General. She represents agencies in suits for judicial review and also serves as general counsel to several state agencies. Ms. Hunt received her bachelor's degree from Texas Christian University and her law degree from the University of Houston Law Center. She is also board certified in administrative law. So welcome, Ms. Hunt.
Hello, folks. I am so happy to be here. It's great to see all of you. Some of you are colleagues. How many people here used to work in the Administrative Law Division? Can I see the hands? Okay, that's great. So it's good to see the alumni are here. I thought the Secretary of State presentation was fantastic introduction for the open meetings concept I'm gonna talk about. I did wanna do one more polling question, which is how many of you have given advice to your clients about the Open Meetings Act? Okay. How many of you think it may be something you'll be doing in the future? Okay. So at least, well, not exactly half, but so it'll be helpful for you guys. My objective today is to teach on two levels. One is to explain the basics, but also if you've been practicing in the Open Meetings Act, that you'll find something of use here too. Because I only have 30 minutes with you and 32 slides, I'm not gonna talk about every single thing on the slide. That'll just be to your benefit, because now you'll have the rules and citations there before you. The three topics we're talking about our agendas, closed sessions, and remote meetings. I don't have time to get teleconference calls are not in this packet. We're not gonna talk about emergency meetings either. And then of course, the statements I'm giving are just my opinion and not the Attorney General's office or anything like that. All right, so jumping right into it, just like the keynote speak during lunch, it's all about transparency. So the Open Meetings Act requires the meetings to be open to the public. The case that I think does a good job explaining that requirement is the second bullet. Citizens are entitled to not only know what government decides to do, but observe how and why every decision is reached. And using that, if you think about that why, that might be something that'll carry us through the whole presentation. I know for me, sometimes it's hard to memorize rules, but when I know the why of the rule, the reason for it, it makes it easier for me to remember that rule. All right. So agendas have to state the date, hour, place, and subject of the meeting. And just taking a minute to talk about the word agenda. If you look in the Open Meetings Act, it doesn't use that term. It only says notice. But I think agenda is a good term for what it is. It's similar to the pamphlet we have today. It's the thing that sets out the roadmap for your meeting, just like there's a roadmap for our conference today. People who attend the meeting and members of the public, they're going to be looking at your notice, your meeting notice, your agenda, so they know the roadmap of your meeting. Okay, so I'm not gonna talk about this one so much. So I wanna just launch right into the subject of the meeting, the specificity. There was some point I remember someone mentioning this rule, but I couldn't find it, but I'm happy I finally found it for y'all. But the subject is the topics that will be discussed or taken action on. The rule is the higher degree of specificity in the topic is needed. It correlates with how specific or high the degree of interest. I'm sorry. So the higher degree of interest the public has, the more specific the topic has to be.